Hear me at the back? Aha,
yes.
Excellent. The mic is turned on. Excellent. So I would like to start this morning by asking you all a simple question. This morning, did you get dressed in the dark? A few years ago, I was leading at a summer camp with Urban Saints, formerly known as Crusaders, in the glorious city of St David's, southwest Wales. On about day 10 of the camp, we were scheduled to play the infamous Narc Hunt. For those of you who have never heard of the Narc Hunt, it's essentially a big game of hide and seek, where all of the leaders on camp would dress up either rather extravagantly like American football players, or as I once dressed up as Shrek that year, or as something a little bit more covert like shopkeepers, car mechanics, or your average everyday pensioner. The aim of the game is for young people to run around the city in their tent groups looking for dressed up youth leaders and collecting their signatures. The first tent back to the checkpoint with all the signatures wins. Sounds easy enough, right? So there is a catch, however. In order to get a signature from one of the youth leaders, you have to ask them a question. And the question for that year was, did you get dressed in the dark? Now, as you can imagine, this caused a mixture of confusion and hilarity with some of the more covertly dressed youth leaders, as the pensioners are enjoying their ice creams or the shop assistants in their shops getting asked whereabouts they got dressed that morning. But I think it's a good question that we could all do with asking ourselves each and every day. Did you get dressed in the dark? You see, our attitudes, our personalities and our values shape who we are. Research suggests that within 30 seconds of meeting somebody new, we make a lasting impression. So if our hearts and our minds are dressed in the dark, then with that comes short-temperedness, anger, selfishness and sin. But if we allow our hearts and minds to be dressed by Christ, then we become compassionate, kind, gentle, forgiving and full of love, some of the things that were mentioned in the Colossians passage earlier. So just for fun, we're going to play a very quick game of Guess Who. So if I can invite Guy up to the front, and he's going to be our blindfolded guesser.
No, please, Guy, after you.
Why always me as well, wouldn't it? Just not fair. It's great.
Excellent.
Fun, really. So it goes with being ordained.
If I could invite my my three young people volunteers to the front, I have some dressed up young people. I think we've got somebody from the choir and a couple from the congregation.
Can I just check I am safe in this environment?
Right. Yes, very safe indeed. So what is going to happen is that the young people to my right here are going to explain a little bit about what they're wearing, and Guy is going to have a go at guessing about sort of what sort of everyday character they are, or everyday sort of job or person that they are. So Jenny, could I ask you to come and describe what you're wearing first?
Okay, I've got shiny shoes, black tights, a green skirt, a black jumper, the logo, and a white shirt.
Cool. So,
but did you get dressed in the dark? Because those clothes, you know, they don't go together too well.
So what do you think Jenny is dressed up as, Guy?
Sounds like a pixie.
She's fairly formal. She has got a badge on as well. Also, the skirt is a sort of tartan pattern, if you like.
Oh, that could be. Did you go to perhaps Millet School?
Indeed, yes. So
there's
one out of one so far. Excellent. Excellent. Could we have? We'll do Becca next, I think. So, Becca, could you come and sort of describe what you're wearing?
I'm wearing black shoes, almost white socks.
To be fair, that is quite normal for you. There is. Yep, carry on.
A blue cassock, a white surplice, and a blue medal.
Okay, so actually, I think this sort of dirty socks was a bit of a red herring. I think you possibly are a chorister. Yay!
2 out of 2, superb. And our final young person who's going to come and describe a little bit about what he's wearing is Billy.
I have a black hat and a black tie, a very shiny and important badge, a moustache which keeps going in my mouth, and handcuffs.
A black hat. He's dressed very formally in a nice black tie. He's also got some handcuffs and a shiny badge.
Okay, you're not.
Oh, and a moustache.
And a moustache. Well, did Harry Houdini have a moustache? Could be, or you could be a jailer or a policeman.
Indeed, a policeman is the correct answer.
Excellent.
Superb. Excellent. So you can take the
thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you, everyone, for your help.
Thank you very much. Phew. Absolutely.
Excellent. So a little bit of fun there. So what we've learned from this is that we can learn a lot about somebody based on how they dress themselves. Guy got 3 out of 3 there, so well done to Guy. So in the passage, the Colossians passage, Paul writes to the people living there, and he says, since God chose you to be his holy people that he loves. He's talking to you and I here, that we are his holy people, we are the church. He says, clothe yourselves with tender-heartedness, mercy, kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. But he says, above all, clothe yourselves with love. You'll have to forgive my slightly ungracious dressing of myself. However, I have something to show you. Ta-da. So, clothe yourselves with love. You can see my t-shirt here. It says love on the front of it. Clothe yourselves with love. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. So if you answered yes to the question that I asked at the beginning, did you get dressed in the dark? Then I need you to do just one simple thing. Turn on the light, dress yourselves in the light, and put on love. In the second half of the passage, Paul gives us a checklist of things that we should do if we want to dress ourselves in the light and with love. Just to make it slightly easier for some of the children in church this morning, I've taken verse 16 from the Message. This is what we're to do, Paul says. He says, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Lastly, I come into land with this. If you take nothing else away from this morning, take this. Paul says in verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So if you make your mum Sunday lunch this morning, or this afternoon rather, or say something nice to a friend that encourages them, or pray for somebody at work, do it in love. Clothe yourselves in love. Clothe yourselves in Christ, and give thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.